It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A New Jersey judge has ruled the state must allow same-sex couples to marry. Superior Court Judge Mary Jacobson says in her ruling, now that the federal government recognizes gay marriages, not doing so in New Jersey would violate New Jersey's constitution. Her order says gay marriages could begin October 21st. That gives the state time to appeal and ask for a stay to block them from happening. We're joined by Haley Gorenberg of Lambda Legal, the lead attorney on the case. Welcome back to WNYC, Haley.
Thanks very much. It's a wonderful day to be here.
In today's ruling, the judge accepted your argument, did she not, that with the reversal of the Defense of Marriage Act, New Jersey was blocking its citizens from receiving federal benefits? Can you explain how that works?
Yes. Once the federal government stopped discriminating against married people based on their sexual orientation, that meant that a state that allows people to get married on equal terms will then create the ability for people to get their federal benefits equally. And New Jersey's been blocking that. Lambda Legal's earlier win in 2006 in our Lewis case said that it's unconstitutional under the state constitution to fail to give same-sex couples equal rights and benefits. And so that means that since the state's decision that was all that was keeping people from getting married and having their federal benefits, they were being treated unequally, their families were being harmed, and we win.
That Lewis case you referred to in 2006 resulted in New Jersey's legislation coming up with civil unions. What did Judge Jacobson have to say about civil unions in her ruling?
Well, the ruling doesn't, for instance, invalidate the Civil Union Act. What it does is it says it's unconstitutional to bar same-sex couples from equal access to marriage. And that is the only way that they can protect their families and their children, the people they love most, by allowing them to have all the federal benefits that are available to married people and to members of families when, for instance, the parents of the children who are plaintiffs as well are married.
The judge referred to civil unions as a label. So really what she's saying is words matter. It matters whether it's called a civil union or whether it's called a marriage.
The words do matter, and the federal government has been looking to those words. You can't get married on a federal level. It's only states that decide whether you can get married or not. The state is the gateway to marriage, and each state has rules about who can be married. And today's decision reinforces that the state can't discriminate about who can get married based on their sexual orientation. Those marriages are the only way at this point that you can get all these federal benefits that once the Federal Defense of Marriage Act was struck down and Section 3 of that act was eliminated, now this is the gateway and the state of New Jersey can't block it, according to this ruling, very powerful ruling.
Do you think this is going to have an effect beyond New Jersey with other states and their bans against same-sex marriages?
The case that we won in 2006 paved the way for this win, made it absolutely clear that same-sex couples had to have equal rights to protect their families. Other states also commonly have equal protection guarantees in their constitutions, and we think that equal protection under the law means that people should be treated fairly and equally. In other states, unfortunately, there are many that have constitutional amendments that bar same-sex couples from equality. But our case and other cases in the country include federal claims as well, that under the federal constitution, people need to be treated fairly. The judge in our case didn't need to reach the federal claim because she found for us on the state claim. Mm. But the federal constitution should protect everybody in this country. And so, yes, I do think that the reasoning of this case is important beyond New Jersey.
Governor Christie has been very public about his opposition to gay marriage. What's your plan should he decide to appeal?
Well, if the defendants in this case, the government of New Jersey, appeals, we will fight them every step of the way. And I sincerely hope that they won't choose to appeal, because the only effect of an appeal and of getting in the way of this resounding win is to hurt the families of New Jersey. There are over 16,000, as of the last census, same-sex couples in New Jersey, many, many of them raising children, who need all their federal rights, just like any family needs those rights. And an appeal would only be an attempt to hurt them further.
What's the importance of October 21st as being the start date for gay couples to be able to get married? And will people currently in civil unions have to get married, or will those civil unions automatically be converted to marriages?
On October 21st, people can start the process. They can go get their licenses to be married. And marriage, as our arguments made clear and as the judge made clear in her decision, is a different thing than civil union. It's regarded differently on a whole host of levels, including federally. So October 21st is that date for people to start seeking to get married in New Jersey.
Haley Gorenberg is with Lambda Legal. She's the lead attorney for the lawsuit that right now appears to be bringing gay marriage to New Jersey. We will see how Governor Christie responds. Thank you so much, Haley, for joining us.
You're welcome. It's great to speak with you.
This is WNYC and WNYC.org.